Well, good morning to you. It is Nova Sunrise on this, the 12th of August, 2024. And a difficult 2 hours to get through this morning. Difficult in that, how do you pay tribute on the show that Dion did every morning to a man who was just such a legend? What big boots to fill this morning? And how to pay tribute to Dion in a way that would make him happy. First of all, our sincere and heartfelt condolences to his family and to all of the colleagues and friends that knew and loved Dion so well. The news on Friday morning was shocking to all of us, and we were expecting him back on the radio on Tuesday. I was going to be filling in for him this morning. And Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, Dion was coming back. He was coming back to do the radio show and bring us the Dion that we know and the Dion that we have grown to love. It was not to be, unfortunately, and we are left with the memories that Dion left behind for us, and they're good memories as well. So let me let you into my brain a little bit as I sat this weekend pondering, how on earth do I go on the radio on Monday morning and keep it together whilst paying tribute on Dion's show to Dion? And I figured the best way to do that really was to start 2 hours of the music that he loved, and I'll get to that in a second, but also just to reach out to people and to say, hey, what's your memory of Dion? And you know what? I didn't know when I started this journey, I had no idea of exactly how this would unfold. But as I started, and you'll hear over the next 2 hours, as I started talking to people, one of the things that just came through is how much Dion laughed. He laughed and he laughed and he loved life. He loved the people around him. He was always up front, there to help, there to lend a helping hand, and there to be a friend and a mentor to some, a brilliant colleague to others, and somebody who was just a genuinely good, solid human being. So I'd like to say that I've kept it as light as possible so that we can remember the good times with Dion over the next 2 hours. And you'll hear from some of the messages and some of the chats that we have that, honestly, he was an absolute legend, a flippin' legend. That's what a lot of people have said. So stick with me. We're going to break away from normal programming as we give the next 2 hours over to the memory of Dion van Rensburg, who passed on Friday morning, and big shoes to fill. We'll let you in on all of the memories as we go along. I speak about the music, and I said I'd come back to it. What happened was, at the end of last year, 2023, we all decided that leading up to New Year's Eve, we would compile, each of the presenters on Nova would compile a list of songs that were our favorites. That was the brief. Give us a list of your favorite songs and we'll put them into an order and we'll jam them into an hour leading up to New Year's celebrations. And it's almost as though Dion is going to be playing the music that he loved the most. And I promise you, it was a bit of a surprise to me as well, because there's some rather alternative selections there, which we'll get to in a short while from now. So the next 2 hours are for Dion, our dear friend and colleague who is no longer with us. Let's do some U2 to get hour number 3 of Nova Sunrise in memory of Dion underway. Rest in peace, my friend. Is U2 with One here on Nova Sunrise. So over the weekend, I reached out to so many people, and thank you to all of the people who have been part of putting this tribute together for Dion, leaving messages and phone calls, which I had with various people, etc. This is a tribute from our friend and colleague, Anne, who worked very, very closely with Dion over the years. I know that Dion was a mentor to Anne in a lot of ways. And also somebody who stood by her at so many outside broadcasts, over so many drinks, over so many good times. So, Anne, thank you for being brave and leaving a message for Dion. This is it.
Shoo. This one hit really hard. For various reasons. I think also a large part of it hitting so hard is it's not something, you know, you expect to have to say goodbye to a really good mentor, an amazing colleague, and a really good friend. I knew Dion for many, many, many years. There's not one memory that I can pinpoint that stands out. His laugh. Man, his laugh. Excuse the pun, but we would sometimes have had to grab him by the shoulders and say, breathe, Dion, breathe. He could laugh at the silliest of things. He was the kind of guy who was always ready to help, whether it was with a show, with an outside broadcast, making a plan, getting something urgent out. And whenever he left the building, he would, to me anyway, he would say, Skirias Doc Caucus. Just demonstrating that he was always ready to jump in. And he always did. He always jumped in, whether it be at the last minute, whether it was with a plan, with a funny word, with an ill-timed joke. This one hit me really.
It is a privilege to be with you this morning, a tribute show to our friend Dion van Rensburg, who passed on Friday morning. Those are the Rolling Stones with Angry. Coming up in just a few minutes from now, we'll talk to Chops from Radio Wave.
Well, kids, I think this Marua Mall expedition is done. We've got food for the
448.
Embark on a flavorful adventure with Comnic and Frank, your gateway to afcc.com.na.
It's Nova Sunrise with Ian and a tribute show this morning to Dion, who passed on Friday morning. Before we get there, though, just remember that you can experience a gin tasting at Rosewood Pub in Droombos, where you'll embark on a journey through the flavors of four exquisite local gins. Set in the enchanting ambiance of Droombos, this tasting offers a perfect blend of sophistication and relaxation. Sip, savor, discover, and take notes of the distinct characteristics of each gin, making this a must-do for gin enthusiasts and curious newcomers alike. The tasting includes four Namibian local gins, Yum, Tonic, as well as description sheets to learn about each gin and to take personal notes as well.
All your favorites, all the time, on Nova 103.5. Your life, your music.
Nova 103.5, let's turn our attention to another friend and a colleague of Dion's, who had lots to do with him over his radio career, the host of Saturdays and Sundays on Radio Wave, Chops. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm so good, Ian. Sad that we have to meet in these circumstances, yeah. But I'm good nonetheless.
Yeah, this is it's a difficult show, and it's a difficult call to make, because really we're paying tribute to a man on his show, you know, who really changed a lot of people's lives and had a massive impact on so many people's lives, not only in the world of broadcasting, but also outside in the sporting world. He was a family man. Dion was just one of those people who everybody got on with. What was your story with Dion? How did you guys meet, and what did you do in the industry with Dion?
Dion was always one of those guys who gave, you know, positive vibes. I remember, you know, in the old station, Simpson Street, we would do outside broadcasts together, and, you know, some little thing might be wrong, or we might be delayed in somehow, but Dion always had the positive spirits. I think it's his background and just his experience in radio had to sort of, he got him prioritizing the bigger picture. And what I got across from Dion is like, don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Let's get it done. He was always somebody who wanted to do things right. So I posted this week when I heard that he's done everything right. He was so happy that his kids were at an age where they're going to be going to university. His life was about to start now as dealing with young kids. And for me, that's the part that really is very sad.
Yeah.
He's done everything right. He likes to do things right. And right till the point where, you know, he's raised his kids in the right way and off they go now to university. And he had his philosophy on what his youngsters would get and not get when they get to that age. So for that, somebody like Dion, being alongside him all these years, I think we can only be grateful that we've had somebody like that come into our lives.
Yeah, you raise a very important point, and that is his commitment to his family. The time that I spend with Dion, he was always very mindful and quite vocal, as you've just mentioned, about the fact that, you know, he was getting back to his kids, spending time with his family. He was very much a family man. So that's a side that not a lot of people who listened to Nova Sunrise and the shows before for many, many years actually knew about Dion. So thanks for bringing that up. That's a really nice point.
And, you know, somebody like Dion also reminds me of just having a bit of wits to you. He was also somebody that used to like to find out things. He used to like to be knowledgeable. There was this thing of him and Jared on the breakfast show where Dion always had an answer, or he had a perspective on anything you mentioned. And it was, you know, when I heard things like that, for somebody who was new to radio at that stage, It was very inspiring to say, like, you know, just have something that you're interested in and dig a little bit to be knowledgeable, show some brains. And Dion has always been somebody, knowing that he's in radio, his job is to inform and be up to date with news and trends and also sort of remember what the past was like. And he was always one of those guys that sort of was very good at gelling what he has been through with what is happening, you know, in today's society. And just him sharing his knowledge on a daily basis on the show, at work, getting things done on the outside with clients. Dion was just fantastic with being able to draw out all those experiences and give us a little bit of insight into small things that we wouldn't pay too much attention to.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the perfect way to head into broadcasting, is having an interest in everything. And Dion did, and he knew a lot, which is exactly what you were saying. So much to learn from Dion and his career. If someone's new to getting into broadcasting, to look at somebody like Dion and go, wow, that's something to aspire to, I guess.
Show some enthusiasm. Show some enthusiasm,
exactly.
Excitement.
Exactly.
And, you know, get out there and do it. He started Nova radio station, and I wasn't surprised one bit when he was leading Nova. He was doing the breakfast show. He was doing other things in the background. He then started doing the sports. And I don't think anybody had any doubt that when Dion started Nova, he would, he would need any support whatsoever, or when he started the sports desk, that, you know, he would struggle in any way, because he's a digger. He wants to be out there. He wants to find out the information and communicate that information as best as he could. So, I wasn't surprised when he stepped into those shoes. And he was destined for bigger shoes in broadcasting, not necessarily behind the mic, but in the field of broadcasting, he was just a fantastic player. He was a fantastic component of our media industry.
Yeah. Lovely words, Chops. Well done. Thank you for sharing some of your memories. That is very special, and we appreciate your time and your vulnerability on air to share some of those memories with Dion and about Dion this morning. Thanks, bud.
Thanks again for having me, and condolences to the Nova family.
Yeah, sorry. I said to you that Dion had compiled a list for New Year's Eve of all the songs that he loved. That was one of them. AC/DC with Thunderstruck. I can see him driving down the road on his motorbike, listening to that song in his head, can't you? Brilliant. It's a tribute to our friend and colleague who passed on Friday, Dion van Rensburg. Coming up in a short while from now, we'll talk to Jacques from Radio Wave, who is going to take time out from his show to come on here and tell us more about how him and Dion used to have coffee before their breakfast show every morning. That's on the way in a bit. Now, something from John Cougar. Here's Jack and Diane.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
That is Carly Simon on Nova Sunrise this morning, our tribute show to Dion van Rensburg. Before that, Jack and Diane from John Cougar. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes from now, we'll pull him out of his studio and get him on the line. Our friend Jacques from Radio Wave will pay tribute to his friend and ours, Dion, in just a few minutes.
It's the best of NAM, and here are your winners.
Die oudste wildfees is trots geborg deur Nova 1035. Kom sê hallo, want ons sien julle daar.
Join the Cancer Association on Saturday, the 31st of August, for the Alex Forbes Yellow Ribbon Festival at the Sparta United Club in Walvis Bay. It's a family fun day packed with excitement for everyone. You can join the fun walk and cycling events. There'll be loads of stalls to buy from, Jumping Castle for the kiddies, and the best part, there's a Colour Festival party too. Tickets are just 50 Namibian dollars for adults and 20 Namibian dollars for children. You can grab yours at the CAN offices in Swakopmund. For more info, visit Cancer Association of Namibia on Facebook. This initiative is proudly supported by us here at Nova 1035.
We get you. We've got you.
Nova 1035.
Your life.
On the line,
your music. A friend and a colleague who wakes up at ridiculous hours, just like Dion did every morning, the host of the Breakfast Lab on Radio Wave, Jacques. Good morning to you, first of all, and thank you for being brave enough to come on to this show as a tribute to Dion and share some of your memories. How are you doing, bud?
Hey, Ian, I'm doing as well as one can do. It's a tough thing to explain, but I only have good memories of Dion, so I'm kind of like in a weird space about it. I mean, I of course much rather Dion be with us, and you know, my morning routine can carry on with him making the coffee first of all, and us having our discussions. But I think because I only have good memories of him, it's been a lot just nice remembering the good stuff. You know, there's nothing bad. So I think remembering all the good memories and all the fun stories and the weird stories has made it a lot easier. I almost want to put it, as strange as that may sound.
You are part of a very special club that Dion was part of for many, many years on the radio. And aside to breakfast show radio hosts that not many people get to see, the early morning personas before the mic goes on and you have to go into show mode and present a radio show and make sure all the advertisers and everyone who's putting their money on the station is looked after. I mean, it's a high pressure job, whichever way you look at it. And yet you and Dion used to share some rather special times before the microphone was on every single morning. I mean, our studios here at Nova are literally opposite the passage from Radio Wave Studios. Yeah. And you guys, you cared together for many, many years.
It was always so awesome. I'd get to work. Dion, first one in the building. And bless him, because by then, as I walked into the office, I could smell that the coffee was already going. So get to studio, make sure everything's prepped up, make sure everything is there that it needs to be. And then round about quarter to the hour, we'd sort of like, he'd walk out of his studio. As you said, we're right across the hall from one another. He'd walk out his studio. He'd sort of give me this this nod, and then I'd be like, okay, everything's in place, let me make sure. And then I'd also walk out, and we meet each other in the kitchen, pour coffee, and then right outside the studios there's seating, and we just sit there, and essentially we were like almost the first people that one another saw in the morning.
Yeah.
Because of the hours, you know, I'm not gonna wake my girlfriend up at 4 a.m. to get up and have coffee with me. She works normal hours, and then we just have conversations. We'd talk about music, Giannis the sports, so we talk about sport, we talk about life, we talk about a lot of everything and almost nothing, just, you know, for lack of a nicer way of saying it, yeah, kakbrat, you know. It was just like it was a good conversation and a good way almost to warm the voice up and get ready for the day, like put yourself in a good mood before the show even starts.
It's amazing.
So no, it was something special every morning with Dion.
I've got two things to ask you about, which will open a window to people who are listening to this morning. The first part of this is Dion's general knowledge. Because the time that I spent with Dion, which sadly was very limited, it was amazing to hear the broad knowledge that Dion had about just about any topic, Jacques. Any topic.
Yeah.
Hey?
No, Dion, I mean, if anyone with multiple university degrees is listening right now, go burn them, because they would be worthless compared to the knowledge that Dion had.
I know.
No, I mean, 100%, he was a walking encyclopedia, walking Wikipedia, and then some. And it was almost like a weird little special moment if you had a conversation with Dion and you told him about something and he'd ask you, oh, what's that? It's like, Dion, is this the one thing that you maybe are unaware of?
Yeah, exactly.
No, 100%.
I remember sitting in studio with him and I mentioned something about rock climbing and this particular dude that I'd once seen a documentary on. And it was as though I opened a window of opportunity for him to share this niche that he knew about. He went on for 20 minutes referring me to YouTube videos and telling me about the world leader and the most dangerous rock faces in the world. The guy was, as you said, a walking encyclopedia.
No, I mean, I must say, I myself have quite a few emails, no subjects, just literally a YouTube link to whatever we were discussing on the day. Say it was banjos, then he'll send me a banjo duel. Say we were talking about something in politics, he'll send me like something in politics. Yeah. It was really like the fact that, never mind he had the general knowledge, that he almost had this, like, the way we would back in the day when you wrote an essay and you had to give your references.
Yes,
like, he has this Rolodex of references that was also stored away.
The final point that I want to raise with you, which is very special, is that you guys, unbeknownst to me until we were chatting off the air now, formed a quiz team off the back of this general knowledge. Clearly, there was something special going on there. Give us a bit of an insight into this quiz thing that you had going.
I don't know who started it, but we got this little quiz team. It was, you know, members would come and go, but there were four core members. It was Dion, myself, my girlfriend, and Melissa from our sales department.
Okay.
And I don't know who started it, but we thought, well, why not? So we went to Wolf Shack. Was the first place we went to. They were hosting a quiz night. So we went there, and I mean, to say we were almost insufferable because of the strength and, let's be honest with ourselves, the one member of strength we had on our team. I mean, everyone had their little moments in the sun, but I mean, Dion was like SPF 50. That dude knew everything. So it got to the point where I think it was almost, I think a few weeks in a row, we never lost. So when we show up, there'd almost be this like audible sigh from the people that were already there. Because I mean, you know, you walk in there knowing like, guys, why are you even here? Why we got Dion? Why are you even going to try tonight?
Yeah,
you know, we're going to win this. And no, it was really amazing. I won't repeat the names we had for our teams.
Okay.
Because
I can only imagine, Jacques.
We got a little dirty sometimes. but no, it was something special. And from that, just this, hey, let's do a quiz team together. Then you start forming friendships. And then we would get together times where there's no quiz involved. It's just, listen, there's rugby on, or there's this happening. And we'd just go have a drink somewhere or something. I mean, the Rugby World Cup last year was really something cool because it ended, I think the night ended with Dion being Dion. He shows up in what he shows up. He had regular clothes on, but my girlfriend managed to convince him to paint his entire moustache green, and it was such a lucky night. He was always just so game for stuff.
Yeah.
Just a good person, good human.
You know, I think that's the memory that all of us, the sentiment is this morning, is that all of us share, is that he had this most infectious laugh. He was a truly amazing human being to be around. And without getting sad, rather leaving us with a smile, a lot of us, because Absolutely. Of the wonderful person that Dion was. Jacques, thanks for opening up like that and sharing a little piece of your and Dion's friendship that no one would have known about otherwise. It's very special. Thank you.
No, thanks for the opportunity. And I just want to backtrack. I mean, that laugh, anyone who ever got, like, there were times we'd say we broke Dion. He'd almost like go quiet because he couldn't breathe because he was just laughing so hard.
Yes.
And just, I mean, this is now a throwback to 100 years ago when the Waking Crew was still in existence. Mm. I was actually handling the behind the scenes for them.
Right.
And I will never in my life forget the phrase. Someone said mink anal gland in the studio. And we put off Dion's mic eventually because we couldn't reel him back in. He was just silent with that, like, laughter.
Yes,
so no, he really was. If you got him, he had such a good like laugh, and he, oh, man, it's, that's why I say, I don't know. I feel like I'm handling this a lot better because it's just good stuff to remember.
Yeah. Let's leave it there, Jacques. Go back to your radio show, please. You have business to take care of on Radio Wave while we do it here on Nova. But thank you for opening up and being so absolutely transparent with those memories, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. And Dion, I mean, you were such a good human. Just seeing the tributes that have poured in for Dion, really, it's something special. And you know, you left such a legacy. I mean, when it comes to radio in Namibia, hopefully we can all one day attain, you know, a name that will be spoken about the way that yours is right now.
I concur.
Dion, rest in peace.
Got goods to go? Fly Namibia Cargo is your first class ticket to delivering by Mr. Wood.
Catch the latest news on Nova 103.5.
It's our tribute show to Dion this morning. Nova Sunrise, good morning to you. Got the news coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. This is another one of Dion's favorites. From Dire Straits, here's a Sultans of Swing. Get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Nova Sunrise this morning, good morning to you. It wraps up hour three of our tribute show to Dion van Rensburg this morning, who should have been here. But on Friday, he passed, and there are beautiful messages still to come. That is one of the songs that he chose leading into 2024. His list of songs that he absolutely loved, Dire Straits and the Sultans of Swing. Coming up, more tribute messages in the next hour. That is on the way. It's now 9 o'clock. Let's check out all the details from Future Media News.
Future Media News. Independent, accurate, and on time.
It's Monday, the 12th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 9 a.m. news bulletin. Bianca Ushin, the head of Rare Disease Alliance Namibia, highlighted the critical issue surrounding
Thank you for being with us here on Nova Sunrise this morning. It's Ian paying tribute to Dion with so many messages coming through. Thank you, Elka Schubert, on WhatsApp this morning for reaching out. It's a privilege, actually, to be able to speak about our friend who passed on Friday. And don't forget, coming up, there are plenty more messages in this hour as we break away from what we would call normal programming to celebrate the life of our friend and colleague Dion, who passed away. I tell you what, there are also some songs from Dion that he chose heading into New Year, just a few months back, that we'll be playing throughout the hour for him, in memory of him as well. So that is all on the way.
Get the latest news right here on Nova 103.5.
Nova 103.5.
So one of the people that has been instrumental in making this show what it is Dani. He would join Dion every single morning at right about this time to talk about the newspapers. And I reached out to him yesterday and said to him, hey, Dani, do you want to leave a message? This is a message from Dani for Dion.
So Dion, ons is steeds pad geslaan en sukkel nog om het te glo dat die sagte, stil, spreekwoordelike reus, jy het altyd gegrinnik oor beelde soos hierdie en woorde soos legende, al was jy een, nie meer agter die mikrofoon en agter die stange sal wees wanneer die glasdeur oopswaai na die atelier nie. Jou stem is nou stil, maar sal vir altyd ego, want radio kan mos nie stil raak nie, al sal die lig weer vir baie van ons nooit weer dieselfde klink nie. Dankie vir die 4 jaar waarin ek waarskynlik die lekkerste deel van my dag met jou kon deel. Hou aan rock and roll, Dion, soos net jy dit kon doen. Hou aan om die sal van die musiek aan ons groter seer te smeer. Tot weersiens en weer hoor.
Yeah, it's exactly what Dion would want. Keep the show going and keep the rock and roll going. That's exactly what we're going to do here on Nova Sunrise this morning and the days and weeks and months and years to follow in memory of Dion. Don't forget, if you want to pop onto Facebook, there is a beautiful reel that we've put together of all of Dion's memories with a soundtrack, which is kind of fitting because he used to call his motorbike Susie Q. Well, go and see for yourself. Go and see some of the pictures that celebrate the life of our friend at Facebook on the Nova page or alternatively on the Future Media page. Good to be with you this morning. There are plenty more messages still to come. This is a song that Dion loved from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. It's a song that Dion absolutely loved. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax here on Nova Sunrise. So one of the friends that Dion made along the journey worked with him side by side so very closely. Let's hear from Robin Thompson.
Dion and I embarked on a wild radio adventure together back in 1998 when Radio Wave first hit the airwaves. We were determined to shake things up, and boy, did we. Turning our morning show into a hit was the icing on the cake. Those were some of the most fun years of my life. Dion had a knack for finding the humor in everything, especially the news. Remember those crazy days with President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? Dion had a field day with that one, calling him Slick Willie, left, right, and center. And let's not forget his fascination with Michael Jackson. Dion had a running commentary on all the drama, which always kept us entertained. Dion, your quick wit and infectious laughter will be deeply missed. On behalf of everyone who had the pleasure of working with you, I want to extend our heartfelt condolences to your family and friends. You always hold a special place in our hearts. Rest in peace, old friend. I still remember the very first song we ever played on Radio Wave, and this one goes out to you. Alan Jackson's Gone Country.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country. Yes, she comes. Folks seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs, speaking out against wealth and privilege. He says, I don't believe in money, but a man could make him a killing. 'Cause
some of that stuff don't sound much different than Dylan. Out here down there, it's changed, you see. They're not as backward as they used to be. He's gone country. Look at them boots. He's gone country. Back to his roots. He's gone country. A new kind of suit. He's gone country. Yeah, he comes. To L.A., but he's got a house in the valley. But the bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. And he says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with a crime in the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes.
Jackson and Gone Country for Dion this morning. Our tributes, that was from Robin Thompson. It is Nova Sunrise. Thank you for joining us this morning. As the messages keep pouring in, here's our very own Carlene. Nova 103.5, this is a friend and colleague of Dion's and mine, a good friend, Carlene. Welcome to the show. A difficult one this morning to pay tribute to our friend, huh?
Yeah, it's a tough one, Ian. It's not something I thought I'd ever have to do.
No, me neither.
I still can't believe it.
I know, right? I know exactly. Yeah. This is Dion's home turf right here as we are speaking. Yeah. We're on Dion's show.
Absolutely.
And so what better place and what better platform than his beloved Future Media and Nova to say a few words. So do you want to say something? I know it's difficult, but is there something you perhaps want to share with us that might bring a smile to people's faces to remember, Dion?
I actually wrote something, and I've been meaning to record it to send it to you since yesterday, but every time I think about doing it, it just feels so unreal again.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I ended up not being able to do it. So I'm glad you phoned me, my friend.
Yeah.
I think that's a very important thing right now, is for us friends to stick together.
Exactly.
And celebrate them. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are you ready to hear my words?
We'd love to hear your words.
I'm so sorry that I didn't give you your flowers while you were alive. I read all the social media comments on the news that rocked our world off its axis on the morning of the 9th of August. And I saw what an impact you made, what a legacy you leave. I met you in November 2000 when I started at Radio Wave. When I came back to Namibia 11 years later, you were one of the first people that made me feel welcome back at home and at ease, and you were always willing to help me with stuff. I always loved the OBs that I did with you the most. We always had something to laugh about, and we almost always ended with a beer afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You were always professional, and people will always remember how you made them feel. You always had time for people who wanted to speak to you, and you were always willing to help. You were game to do silly things like ride to work on your bike wearing a onesie. I'm sorry that we never got to paint Nova Studios, the 70s psychedelic colors that we often spoke about in the early days of Nova, when it was just the two of us. I miss our party of two staff meetings at Old Wheeler's over a beer or two. I miss taking fun photos with you and the pink Nova bear. Thank you for everything that you did, that you were, and the legacy that you leave behind. I'm sorry that I didn't see you much in the last year and a half. I wish we could have one more beer and laugh together. It's truly the end of an era. Say hi to Stephen Beresford and Kelly from me. And I'm sorry for not giving you your flowers while you were still here.
Memories this morning for Dion. I'm not going to lie, pretty tough. Pretty tough. Kyrie eleison from Carlin to Dion this morning. Thank you so much for listening in. It is the tribute show here on Nova Sunrise. On Dion's show, as we pay tribute to him this morning. There are still plenty more messages to come. If you can stick with us, it'll be great just to pay tribute to our friend and colleague who passed on Friday. Hey, listen, Mum, have you discovered the Secret Life of Motherhood podcast, where Anne and Christine chronicle the most intimate journey of all? Well, each Wednesday at 25 past 12, they bring you a new episode during which they shamelessly explore the hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes chaotic world of motherhood. Sometimes it's mostly chaotic. They take no prisoners as they delve into topics such as mom guilt, making new mom friends, and mama bear mode. You can tune in every Wednesday at 12:25 right here on Nova 103.5 for The Secret Life of Motherhood. Check it out on the website as well, nova.com.na, under the Listen tab. The episodes, all of them are there. Alternatively, on your favorite podcast platform, go search for The Secret Life of Motherhood.
Well, kids, I think this Marua Mall expedition...
The Suri Cat Candles on Facebook.
Nova 103.5, good morning to you. It is your Monday morning, 26 minutes past nine, if my clock serves me correctly. I must be honest, my head is a little bit all over the place this morning. Thank you if you've reached out on WhatsApp on 083-000-1035. Thank you for all the messages of encouragement and the kind words. Please remember that we have posted up a reel in memory of Dion. I'm looking at it as I'm speaking to you on my screen in front of me here on Facebook, on the Nova page or on the Future Media page. If you'd like to leave a message, I know that the family would absolutely appreciate that, and all of us here at Nova as well. Let's get back to some amazing voices that had such an impact on Dion over the years.
Catch the latest news on Nova 103.5.
I'm so pleased now to have a friend of Nova and of Future Media and of Radio Wave, a former broadcaster, former colleague, Jarrett, on the line. Is it appropriate to say that you were probably the most loved / questioned radio presenter alongside Dion when Radio Wave was doing its thing with you at the helm, brother?
Questioned is a very nice, very broad term and a very clever word to use. So yes, questioned is one way you could put it. I was kind of, you know, I suppose when it came to the duo of I can never call him Dion. I mean, his name will always be Spanky.
Right.
His official title was Spanky the Love Hump. That was his official title, but we just called him Spanky or the Spankster for short. Spanky the Love Hump. So I actually remember I've been doing a lot of thinking, and often the strange thing is I'm driving in Ireland now for the past 4 or 5 years. I do a lot of driving, and it's actually so strange how often I would just come across something, see something, like, you know, we used to laugh at the gingers. It was always a good joke. Yeah. I'm like half ginger myself, you know, so and I would just kind of formulate something in my head and just blurt something out and have a laugh in the van and think to myself how Dion would have absolutely broken down in tears. Because the humor, you know, we had such a good humor together. Like we really understood each other. And I think that was the main thing that worked for us on air, is that there aren't many people that, especially DJs, right, who would just automatically and in spite of themselves just laugh until they cried on air. And Spanky was one of those guys. I mean, we could get up to shenanigans in the morning show, and I mean, he couldn't get breath, and the tears were streaming down his face. And I mean, this is all live.
Yeah.
It was, you know, and it's just so real, and that's exactly what it was when, you know, we were on air together. He was the more controlled one, if you know what I mean. I was a little bit of a tear away.
Yes.
And that goes back to the very beginning. I mean, I remember when Stephen and Dion and Mags, and those were actually the three OGs when it came to Radio Wave back in Reverend Michael Scott Street, where we broadcasted out of. And, you know, they were the originals. And, and Spanky was actually on air for quite a while, and he had a little bit more experience than I did when I joined on air. So he was always I remember him being so helpful as well. That was one thing about him. If you asked him something, you know, if I had an issue with outside broadcasts and all that kind of crap, you know, he'd be so patient and say, no, like, try and do this and do this and do that, where I have no patience for anything. So we were really, you know, we really worked as a brilliant team together, you know?
You know, social media is an interesting thing because I was just having a look over the past few days back at the messages when you chose to leave and when you guys left for Ireland. And I think it was on the 11th of October back in 2019 when you finally hung up your headphones on Radio Wave. And the messages that came through obviously pointed to you leaving and how sad everyone was. But in a lot of those messages, people just associated you and Dion, Jarrett, as a team that were just absolutely inseparable, which really speaks to the fact that you guys gelled on air so well and made this incredible breakfast radio team that made people happy in the mornings.
I think that's what it was all about. It was very natural in the beginning. I was actually having a chat to Mags yesterday and saying, geez, do you remember when I started on air? Because I never forget the day I actually got my break. It was actually through Dion. I wasn't anywhere on radio yet. And we used to go to parties at Hunter Scars, the ad agency, back in the day. And Robin and Dion used to get invited there. And anyway, one day after a few parties, Dion just came up and he said, you know, would you consider going on air on Saturdays? We'll just start you off one day in the weekend. And I was like, oh, geez, there goes my weekends. Mm-hmm. Because I have to, you know, go out and do the show on a Saturday evening. But, you know, something told me that, you know, you really have to do this. And I did something called the painkiller on a Saturday evening, and Dion always used to kind of check in with me on Saturday evenings. From there, it transgressed or kind of changed into the morning show. Mm-hmm. And then it was myself and Dion. So I was still a little bit wayward. I was a bit of a party animal, and I remember every Saturday morning we had to do an outside broadcast. Back in the day, we probably did them probably most weekends. And I remembered, I mean, I used to only get home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and Dion didn't really party that much. So he was the responsible one. So he was always there waiting for me. I could always see he always had a bit of a sigh. And, Jesus, this guy again. I think in the beginning he thought, who have I been saddled with?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I was more of the party animal, which leads me into this story about Spank. So we go out one night in the week. Okay, it was to see a client who had like a restaurant stroke bar. And Dion being the responsible one, we kind of had a chat to the lady, and we were sitting at her bar just having a chat. And she said, do you guys want a glass of wine each or whatever? So we said, yeah, cool. So we had a glass of wine, and then we were chatting, and then we had another glass of wine. And this is like on a Tuesday night or something. Now, Dion was kind of the anchor back then. I was kind of like, quote unquote, the newbie. So, okay. You know, she offered us another glass of wine, and Dion said, like, okay, and he drank it. And then she offered me one. I said, cool. And I looked at him and he said, well, let's have another one. Dude, I think we probably flattened like 3 or 4 bottles of wine, right? In like midweek. So we go home, completely smashed. And when I wake up, my neighbor is standing in my bedroom, shouting at me, saying that I'm late for the show. So I look at my watch, dude. Like, we go on air at 6, right?
Yeah.
It's about 6:15. And I'm still at home, completely smashed out of my bracket. So I jump up, completely starkers, and the lady's still in the room, you know, probably nothing she hasn't seen before.
Right.
So I slam on my clothes, and I scream down to the station. I must have got there probably 15 minutes later, so maybe 6:30 kind of thing. But like, we were supposed to be broadcasting live this whole time, and I'm thinking the whole time down to the station, oh, Jesus, Dion is going to be absolutely livid.
Yeah.
So as I arrive around the corner, we arrive at the same time. So Michaela, who did the news, like opened up the show at like 6 with news and then said like on air, like, I don't know where the boys are. If anyone knows where the 2 morning jocks are, could you please just tell them? So Dion's half an hour late. I'm half an hour. We're still smashed.
Yeah.
And we pulled in at about 6:30, stinking to high heaven. We did the show. Robin pulled in a bit later, and he wasn't impressed for the first few hours.
Yeah.
And then he kind of saw the funny side. But, I mean, that was one of, and that was so weird because that was very out of character for Spank to have gone out, got hammered, and then, like, not pitched for something in the next morning. That was more my kind of gig.
But, yeah. Well, clearly you were a bad influence.
The funniest thing. Yes. No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But, I mean, you're, like, half an hour late for a morning show. I mean, come on.
You know, these stories and this thread that's being woven this morning on the show from everybody who we've spoken to keeps on alluding to the fact that Dion was just one of those people who would love those people around him. He was caring. He was always up for a laugh. He was always up for helping people and just being a genuinely nice human being. You've just confirmed it once again, Jared.
He really was. We used to, that was the main thing I'd actually take out of him, was that he used to get, when he used to laugh, and he used to laugh easily. I mean, if there was something that was funny, the man was laughing.
Yeah.
And he used to have this like chuckle. He used to bend over and put his hand to his mouth, and he used to like just shudder and then go red. He used to go bright, bright, bright red. I mean, that man used to laugh. It was like an unhinged laugh as well. So it was so funny. And tears. I remember the tea. He used to laugh so much. He used to cry all the time when he laughed, you know. And he used to eat these salty cracks.
Yeah.
But he used to put them in his. It was the funniest thing. Max, do you remember that? And I said, I do. That was at the old station. He used to love salty cracks. It was his thing. And he used to hold them in his hand, and then he used to break it, hold it in his left hand, and then break it with his right elbow.
His right elbow.
His right elbow. He used to hover the elbow above the salty crack, crack it with his elbow, I'm actually doing the car, and then it would be broken in 2-3 pieces, and that's how I ate his salty crack.
Wow.
Every single salty crack. And he used to go through two double packets of salty cracks in like a morning. And obviously that was back in the day, and you know, we started getting a bit healthier when we got older, but you know, those were the days, the salty crack days.
Jared,
he was an amazing guy.
Yeah, man, I can only say thank you for some stories. I think that's the sentiment this morning that all of us are trying to capture is honestly the kind of the person that Dion was, and all those fun stories just speak to exactly what we all feel. We love Dion. He's going to be so missed. And I appreciate your time and just the vulnerability that everyone's shown on air to be able to just share pieces of Dion with them is so special. So thank you.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. As I said, I remember him almost every single week. I would have thought about something that we would be laughing at together. So memories are only fond and amazing. I'm going to miss him like crazy. And I think as will everyone else.
Jared, thanks for your time. We appreciate you so much, eh?
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for having a chat here.
Dion chose heading into 2024. All of us presenters selected a list of songs that we would like played before the new year came around. And these were his songs that he chose. Brilliant. The Bee Gees and Staying Alive here on Nova Sunrise. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's been a privilege, honestly, to be able to sit behind a microphone on Dion's show and pay tribute to him. Thank you so much for all the WhatsApp messages as well. We are so grateful for you taking the time to send a message. They don't go unread. And thank you also for all of the amazing messages which have come out on Facebook. So many messages from the corporate world as well, which we're just so grateful for. The cricket folks from Cricket Namibia left us a message saying it's with deep sadness that Cricket Namibia learnt of the passing of Dion. They sent their heartfelt condolences. Thank you to you guys and girls at Cricket Namibia for taking the time to send that out. And also a message from the Exco Namibia, who send their heartfelt condolences on the passing of Dion as well. We're so grateful. Thank you so much for taking the time. And thank you so much for your messages on Facebook. Coming up in a short while from now, we'll chat with David Bishop, who's helping me out on Nova PM and also worked very closely with Dion. That's on the way.
Managing our body corporate is so demanding. We need a more transparent system and professional managing agent to work with. Is there anyone out there that can help?
Tire, opening at the Grove Mall.
It's our tribute show to Dion this morning, Nova 103.5 and Nova Sunrise. Let's hear from David Bishop, who's standing by to talk to us, also helping me out on Nova PM in the afternoons at the moment.
I suppose, in a way, if it wasn't for Dion, I might not actually be in radio, because it was his 30th birthday party, I think it was, that everyone left for, and that gave me my chance to be on air and get a chance to get into radio. So yeah, and I've known Dion since then, since 1998, and we've worked together in one way or another and interacted in many, many different ways. I mean, I think about Dion was like the ultimate raconteur. There wasn't a topic, I think, that was ever raised that Dion didn't have a story for. Dion holding his own. He was like born to be in radio as well. And one of my sort of fondest memories was like Dion's laugh. And in the early days, I remember like early radio wave days, sort of, you know, in late 90s, early 2000s, and you'd try and get Dion to laugh so much that he'd actually, you know, go red in the face. It was, yeah, no, that laugh, and he'll be missed.
One of Dion's favorite songs, that is King with Love and Pride, here on a Monday morning with a tribute show to him. Thanks for listening. Coming up in just a few minutes from now, we'll bring you another one of the voices that you would have heard on air, and also somebody that worked very closely with him as a tribute. That's coming up.
Dit is jou tyd. Tyd om grense te verskuif en moontlikhede te verbreek. Tyd om jou toekoms te
Stanlib Fund, so your money can do more.
Stanlib Namibia Pty Ltd is an authorized investment manager.
In order to try and win those coveted Springboks versus the All Blacks tickets with JSB betting, the top 10 finalists will need to pretend that they are in the locker room with their favourite team and coaches and give them a pre-game speech. Should Faf take the ball out faster, or maybe tie up his hair, or maybe both? Let's see what they have to say. Check out their progress on our socials, because your vote will ultimately choose the winner with JSB betting.
Taking you back through the best songs. Nova 103.5. Your life.
Margaret Lopeser is a former station manager and boss to what must have been a very difficult pair of presenters on the radio. First of all, welcome to you. It's great to have you as a tribute this morning to the memory of Dion. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Ian. And I think you're being very polite about what those two were like on air. Why I'm not grayer is, it's still a mystery.
Well,
but my story with Dion started a lot earlier for me than it did when I was a station manager. So back in the day, I'm talking about 26 years ago, when Radio Wave first started. Dion would have been one of the first.
Stanlib Funds, so your money can do more.
Stanlib Namibia Pty Ltd is an authorized investment manager.
In order to try and win those coveted Springboks versus the All Blacks tickets with JSB betting, the top 10 finalists will need to pretend that they are in the locker room with their favourite team and coaches and give them a pre-game speech. Should Faf take the ball out faster, or maybe tie up his hair, or maybe both? Let's see what they have to say. Check out their progress on our socials, because your vote will ultimately choose the winner with JSB betting.
Taking you back through the best songs. Nova 103.5. Your life. Your music.
Margaret Lopeser is a former station manager and boss to what must have been a very difficult pair of presenters on the radio. First of all, welcome to you. It's great to have you as a tribute this morning to the memory of Dion. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Ian. And I think you're being very polite about what those two were like on air. Why I'm not grayer is, it's still a mystery.
Well,
but my story with Dion started a lot earlier for me than it did when I was a station manager. So back in the day, I'm talking about 26 years ago, when Radio Wave first started, Dion would have been one of the first DJs that Robin and Christine hired. And then there was Stephen Beresford, another giant of the industry. And then there was little old me, the greenhorn. I was only 18 when I was hired. And I think, if I recall correctly, the station went live when I was 19. And some of my earliest memories of Dion is just like from the get-go, just taking me under his wing. And he was just so focused on making it work out for me. I had no previous radio experience. So being surrounded by the likes of Dion and Stephen was, it was life-changing.
That must have been quite a difficult transition, ending up being their boss while they created chaos on air.
If my memory serves me correctly, it wasn't that difficult. I was working with people that, kind people. They understood that possibly how I wanted things to turn out for myself and my ambitions was a little bit different to where they were going. They were radio giants. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to change commercial radio in Namibia, and they did that. So I'll be honest, I always felt supported. I really did. They made it easy for me. They understood what, when we did have management meetings, they understood why certain things were being done, and I never felt that I wasn't supported by them. But that's the kind of person Dion was. And just going through some of the tributes that I've seen on social media and how people are describing him, that's exactly who he was. There's no exaggeration. He was kind. He never really seemed to do things for himself. He was always doing it for other people. And I'll be forever grateful. It was tough. It wasn't the easiest job managing the likes of Jared and Dion, but they were changing radio in the country. Mm-hmm. And I had to support that. I had to be the one that brought in the rules, which they didn't always like. But
yes.
It's there's nothing that comes close to that. That's definitely the best part of my life.
Mm. It's fascinating, and no surprise really that everyone who we talk to has mentioned how kind Dion was to all of his colleagues. Yeah. It really speaks to him as a person, because that what you don't hear on air with Dion, you would have experienced off air, as that kindness never stopped when the microphone went off. He was always a gentleman. He always pushed through. He was always there to help. He was always first in line to make sure that everyone else was okay before he got on with his own stuff.
Oh, definitely. And he was unique in that he was intelligent and worldly. He could speak about anything. You could surprise him with anything, any kind of topic, and he would follow through on it. There was no, oh, I need an extra 5 minutes to prepare. And I think you will know this, being in the industry yourself for so long. You do. You work with different people that need a lot more preparation time. But Dion was always ready.
Yeah.
Always ready. If somebody pulled out a microphone, there would be no hesitation. And I learned so much from him, not just about radio, but life, you know. He would have had his children before we had our daughter, and he was just so giving with information and advice, and it was always peppered with laughter and humor. And, you know, Dion actually, when I was learning how to drive, I had this notion that I wanted to get my license to surprise my parents, so let them know that I was going to do it. And Dion was like, Margaret, I've got this. You're going to use my car. I'm going to help you perfect your parallel parking.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to take you for your test.
Wow.
So there I was. I used his car, his little metallic blue Toyota, and he taught me how to parallel park. He took me for my test, and back then I was a very nervous young person.
Sure.
And he said to me, don't you worry, you've got this. We went down to the testing center, and all those years back, I mean, you wouldn't say boo to the police officers, because you could do a great driving test, and then you say something and that all changes. And I'll never forget, we went off and Dion stayed at the police station waiting for me. And when we came back, he stood up and very confidently said to the police officer, where have you been? Did you take her to another country to do the license?
Yes.
And I died a thousand deaths. I just thought to myself, Dion, I've just done a good test, and now maybe he's going to be offended. So, yeah, you know, I've spent this weekend thinking about Dion and all the memories, and You know, I think I wanted to have a chat to you because it's so important that his story isn't lost. Mm. I know that the company got bigger and that's exciting, and Future Media is just an incredible beast in the country, and I have such great pride for everything that's happened there. And, you know, I hope that, I hope people listening know that, know the type of person that Dion was. And he was just taken far too young.
Mm.
Yeah, and he had so much to offer, and I hope incoming people to the industry, I hope his name comes up often, and I hope we lean into all his knowledge, because he did. It's, you know, radio was back in his day when he was doing radio for the state broadcaster. It was a different kind of radio. It was very formal.
Mm.
There were loads of rules, and Dion carried that with him throughout his career. And there will always be a place for that type of broadcasting. And I believe that that should be the basis for everybody that's coming in. But Dion just, he was able to be guided by those rules, but he just made radio great. I can't stress that enough. What a joy to listen to him and Jarrett every morning laughing. I mean, there were times I had to say to Jarrett, and they thought it was a joke, but I was actually being quite serious. I said, you guys have to stop making each other laugh like that, because there were times where I thought Dion was going to pass out. they just had such fun. They just, and if I look back, and that's my hope for radio in the future, that it always stays fun. And Dion, and I think in one of my posts about him, he helped change radio in Namibia, and I hope he's remembered for that.
Beautiful words, and at a rather tough time for the family, both yes. Dion's family and the Future Media family and everyone listening. I think those are such beautiful words of encouragement, Margaret. Thank you. I'm so grateful to you for telling us those stories about Dion. I've listened to so many people talk about it, and everyone said the same thing. You're not alone here, that he was just there right at the front, ready to help. A friendly face, somebody who had great knowledge about his craft and his trade, and was so willing to share that. So thank you for your words, and thank you for your tribute, and our condolences for your loss, as well as everyone else's this morning. I thank you for your time, okay?
Thanks very much, Ian.
And there you go, just like that, 2 hours of messages, as many as I could cram in with some of Dion's songs, is up. And as I know Dion would want it, the show must go on, and it will. And Dion will not be forgotten. As I said so many times during the last 4 hours, this is his show. And we are filling very big boots. So a couple of things. Pop onto Facebook. Go check out our Nova page. Go check out the Future Media page on Facebook. There is a beautiful reel of Dion there with a great soundtrack for memories. Thank you for reaching out to all of the corporates who we work with here at Future Media. We value your kind messages. To all of the listeners, to people who have sent messages, we are so grateful. I'm looking at a message from Sean, Dion's son, who has thanked everybody for all of the messages. To Dion's family, our sincere condolences from the Future Media family and from all of his friends. And thank you for taking the time to listen this morning. I am going to be late with the news. Don't fire me, boss, please. But I thought it might be appropriate to play out with something from The Verve. Thank you to G for helping me out in Windhoek and pushing all the buttons. My name is Ian F. I'll see you again tomorrow morning. This is a bittersweet symphony. Take it easy.